You're listening to the Great to Talk podcast by the Great Western Hospital NHS Foundation Trust. In this week's episode, we're hearing the story of two of our admiral nurses that look after dementia patients and their families.
My name is Tim Allen. I'm an Admiral Nurse here at Great Western Hospital. Lots of people ask us what Admiral Nurses are. Essentially, we're dementia nurses. The role as an Admiral Nurse has been operational here in Swindon at Great Western for about 4 years. I'm a mental health nurse by background. Everything about our day-to-day work is about dementia. My colleague and I are very fortunate in this role. We're representing Great Western as a trust, but we're also representing Dementia UK as a charity, as a national organisation. I think we're very fortunate, we're very privileged really, because we can shape the role to fit with a lot of the individuals that we're seeing. We have a very personal relationship with a lot of the family members and the carers and the individuals with dementia that we see, which I think a lot of other nurses and other teams and departments are not able to do. So we can obviously meet people here at the hospital. We're not constrained necessarily as much by time and appointment limits and all those sorts of things. We work flexibly with people for as long as they and we identify there's a need and a benefit.
My name's Dee, and I'm a dementia nurse in the Great Western Hospital, known also as the Admiral Nurses. My background nursing's actually in trauma nursing. With trauma nursing, a lot of the patients would come in with fractured hip or femurs, neck or femurs, and also they would have maybe possible delirium and dementia as well. So I've always had a passion for dementia. I also looked after my dad for 7 years with dementia, and as a health professional, I found this very challenging because initially didn't realise dad had dementia. As a daughter, I'd go around there every day. We were very, very close, me and my dad. I would sit there, thought, oh, he's just got a little bit of forgetfulness. He would write down appointments, write down things that he had to do, and then unfortunately he was brought into hospital following a heart attack, had quite an extensive heart history, and it was then while he was in here for 6 weeks in all that we discovered something was wrong. At memory clinic he was diagnosed with mixed dementia, vascular and Alzheimer's, but I found as a nurse and well as a daughter, his dementia journey was very, very difficult. The first day we met, went to the memory clinic, his first words when he got his diagnosis, well, you might as well shoot me now. That was quite hard to hear. And to start with, he said that he wanted to live at home. He said he never wanted to go into care, so that was his wishes. And I said to him that, you know, we'd do our best to keep him at home. So being the only child, the stresses of caring with somebody with dementia was very difficult. And even though I knew about healthcare, carers, and certain things like that, actually getting things on board was quite a tough journey. But as a daughter, it was difficult, even though I was a nurse and used to dealing with it. On the whole, we think we looked after him really well. And unfortunately, Dad had a fall whilst carers were present, banged his head, which then led up to him passing away eventually.
We come across people or we meet people at all stages of their journey, really, through dementia. Sometimes we're seeing people, maybe even just prior to a diagnosis, where the family members have recognised that somebody's got difficulties. So there's a particular role that you have there in providing that early intervention, if you like, which I think is really, really crucial, and it's something a lot of people later on reflect upon. They say, I'm really glad I met you at this point in my loved one's experience, because I think if you went back in time a few years, those kind of early intervention services weren't necessarily something that was available.
between me and Tim, so Tim's background is mental health and my background is registered general nursing. So even though I haven't known Tim that long, we really do complement each other well, and we do go out on joint visits. So even though we see patients within the hospital, we go out into the community to see patients in the community, speak to relatives which are struggling. And I think because I had the relationship with my dad, I think I'm able to portray empathy. So I can tell patients, and I quite often use my dad. I know like he would be really proud of what I'm doing.
I think some of the thing that sticks with me, certainly if we look back at the last 2 or 3 years, if we go back to sort of 2020 and all of the upheaval of 2020 and COVID, a lot of services kind of went by the wayside. We were able to continue largely, you know, operational. Even now people say, you know, I wasn't able to see anybody else face to face through that period. You know, I couldn't, you know, go to my doctor's surgery or come to the hospital, but I was able to see you and maintain that contact with you. And that's one thing that stands out in the last 2 or 3 years.
It does affect you emotionally, and it's really strange, and I'm sort of getting on a bit in my years now, but I just find this job's not so much physical, it's more mental. So mentally it really does, sometimes it does take it out of you.
This is obviously a life-changing diagnosis, but we're looking forward always, really. You know, what can be different, what can be better? Yes, some people may have lost the ability to perform certain things, or they may have lost a degree of independence, but perhaps you can find, you know, new opportunities, and you can actually regain, although you might have lost independence in one way, you can find it in another.
Sometimes it's just about listening. Just that the relatives just want somebody to talk to, really. It's not maybe necessary that they've want a visit or there is a real problem. It's just for some emotional support and comfort. So as well as offering sort of practical skills, I think it's all about able to deal with their emotions and helping them through their journey.
The message we try to impart really is that you can still live well with dementia. You know, that's the common theme. We're trying to enable people, to give them access to the resources, to signpost them.
That was the story of our Admiral Nurses Tim and Dee, who care for patients with dementia. You can find out more about the work of Admiral Nurses by visiting Dementia UK website. If you need help with caring for loved ones with dementia, you can find the support you need on our website, gwh.nhs.net. More episodes of Great Talk are available wherever you find your podcast, and click subscribe to automatically download future episodes.